With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is scrambling to explain why President Biden called Japan and India xenophobic countries.
At a fundraiser this week, the president raised eyebrows when he described the two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. He included Japan and India with adversaries China and Russia as he discussed the global economy and contrasted those four countries with the U.S. on immigration. Peppered with questions, White House officials tried to explain Mr. Biden's comments, saying America's allies know how the president values them and their friendship. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a new round of gang attacks in Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrat Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill to repeal a ban on most abortions. The action Thursday relegates the 1864 law approved before Arizona became a state to the past. The repeal won't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends, which typically is in June or July. The action comes as Democrats seek to make abortion a linchpin issue in the upcoming 2024 elections. Radicals who occupied Portland State University's library caused substantial damage to the fire alarm system. The alarm system box was pulled out of the wall and extinguishers were sprayed throughout the building. This is SRN News. A new survey of tithing.
About 15% of Americans say they donate money to a church every week, according to the latest from the Public Religion Research Institute. 26% of the general public say they tithe once or twice a month or a few times per year. Amongst people who identify as Christian, about 1 in 4 give money to their church every week. Republicans tithe a lot more than Democrats, older people more than the young. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed two bills that would have curbed transgenderism. One measure would have barred males from using female bathrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dorms. The other would have specified that sex is determined at birth and that there are only two sexes, and every individual is either male or female. The bills died quietly when Mississippi House and Senate leaders failed to agree on compromise versions. This is SRN News. A major tragedy may have been averted in Wisconsin after officials ordered a lockdown and police action.
Schools in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin were locked down Wednesday.
Police officers from the Mount Horeb Police Department responded to a report of an individual with a weapon outside the middle school.
State Attorney General Josh Call and sound from WKOW.
Police officers responded to that threat and they used deadly force.
Call did not say what type of weapon the suspect had or whether he'd fired it.
The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
No word either on his age or which school he attended. However, Mount Horeb School District Superintendent Steve Salerno credited new safety precautions. I'm Ben Thomas.
San Diego County Board of Supervisors approves a measure to stockpile abortion medication. Currently, 36 states allow the drugs to be prescribed. More details at SRNnews.com.